Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. Kelly O'Connell here. An unbelievable story for you. And it has to do with the fact that there is a connection between these voting machines that have been out there. This is so shocking. The voting machines that were used in all of these races, but especially for the swing states, and mistakes and fraud. It's only made so much more interesting by the fact that there's a huge George Soros connection here. And good morning, 11/8/2020. It's Sunday, and well, I have a very exciting show for you. May have a few call-ins, but if you do want to call in, I've got a number here for you. And that number is, hold on a second here. But, wow, what a story. The number to call in is 516-387-1963. All right, the shocking news is that George Soros, his top lieutenant owns the company that put the vote machines together, and the vote machines are called Smartmatic. Excuse me, I'm allergic to Soros, and the guy is named Lord Mark Malik Brown. He was number two guy at the entire United Nations. He was a vice president of the World Bank, and believe it or not, he was also vice president of the Quantum Fund and of George Soros. And he was also at the same time, listen to this, vice chair of Soros Fund Management and vice chair of Open Society Institute. And the Open Society tries to put a lot of stuff out there and influence countries. And, you know, George Soros is a very sick person, and we should not be hesitant to say that. Now, my article is on, well, it's not on there yet, but it's going to be on Canada Free Press. Canada Free Press, go on there. And Judy McLeod was on the show yesterday. She's a good friend of mine. But let's go over just a little bit of news. Today, we can say that the mainstream media has stated that Joe Biden has won. Now, is that true or not? I can tell you that it's not true yet because the time to turn in that information has not yet arrived. And you might say, well, what difference does that make? Makes a big deal, a lot of difference, because it is the difference between being able to say the mainstream media has decided, MSNBC, CBS, NBC have decided that Biden won. Instead, there's a time to turn these votes in officially and certify the election. That hasn't happened yet. So don't get down, my friends. Don't feel bad, because there's a lot more in the machine. There's a lot more in the game left. So that is why you shouldn't give up. Now, Trump has been treated like garbage ever since he got in. There's no doubt about that. But in addition, Trump has he refused to give up. And so in refusing to give up, he set the stage. He taught all of the Republicans and conservatives, this is how you fight. Now, you might say, well, I don't want to fight like Trump. I'm not talking the style, the counterpunching where somebody calls you ugly and you say, well, that's okay because you're fat. There's an element of that in Trump that doesn't appeal to a lot of people. But put that aside, Trump is a guy that never gives up. He's got very, very high expectations, and he is a nice person to the extent that he is he's going to help the people that he can help, you know? So there's some other exciting news that has come out, but I do want to kind of chum the waters a little bit with you with some information about Nancy Pelosi. And it turns out that she's connected to people who own the part of these companies. So let's see if I can cue this thing up for you. But the upshot is that there's a lot of, you know, Washington, the United States is a big place. Washington is a small place, and the corruption oozes out everywhere. And we got to be comfortable in stating the fact, you know. So I'm going to get that queued up here, but just bear this in mind, that Rudy Giuliani has an amazing statement about what is how much fraud there has been. And it's absolutely awesome to listen to this. And then you've got the you definitely have the other connections between. So look at this. So just think about this. And the topic today, unless somebody can text in or suggest, call in and change the subject if you want, but we have a lot going on with the vote fraud. Now, the reason I thought there was vote fraud when I woke up from the night before Trump was winning in all of these states by a fairly wide margin. I go to bed and wake up. He starts to lose it. He loses it. And the places that had the biggest changes, like Pennsylvania, he was up, what was he up at one point, 900,000 or 700,000? And 85% of the vote is in, and then he loses it. That it's not credible, you know? So I am just going to play this clip from Giuliani, and you tell me what you think. Kelly O'Connell here, 12:09 in the mid-mountain area of the United States.
But first, President Trump responding to the media's announcement of a Biden presidency yesterday with this statement. The simple fact is the election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone any of the highly contested states headed for mandatory recounts or states where our campaign has valid and legitimate legal challenges that could determine the ultimate victor. In Pennsylvania, for example, our legal observers were not permitted meaningful access to watch the counting process. Legal votes decide who is president, not the news media, writes the president. Joining me right now is former New York City Mayor, President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. And Rudy, it is wonderful to have you this weekend. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Rudy.
So I know that you've been working all weekend on this. The first question everybody wants to know is, what is the evidence the president has alluded to in terms of ballot fraud? What can you tell us?
Well, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of evidence. Let me see if I can summarize it by state. Some of it developed, ready to go into a lawsuit tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. In Philadelphia, where the furthest ahead, we have about 60 or 70 witnesses in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, and in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, we have observers who were for 24 hours kept out of the room or kept away from the room where they were counting the mail-in ballots, which, of course, are the highly suspicious ballots. During that period of time, at least 135,000 ballots were counted, none of which were observed by any Republican observer, as the law requires and as is really necessary, given the fact that these ballots came in late, they were being brought in by bundles. It looked very much like they were trying to make up the 700,000 difference that they had from election night. Then you go all the way across the strait to Pittsburgh, and we have exactly the same situation happening. Republican observers being kept so far away that they had to try to use binoculars to see the ballots. They couldn't accomplish that. They count about 300,000 ballots that went through that process. And even though we went to court and we were allowed to move 6 feet closer, the Democrat machine people moved the counting place 6 feet further away. This is documented on videotape. There are upwards of 50 witnesses, and this will be the subject of a lawsuit that we file tomorrow for violating civil rights, for conducting an unfair election, for violating the law of the state, for treating Pittsburgh and Philadelphia different than the rest of the state, which is an equal protection violation, which goes under Bush v. Gore. I mean, this is something that just has to be addressed. There are at least, and it's going to go up, Maria, I know it, because we haven't even analyzed Lackawanna County yet. So we're at now 450,000 definite mail-in ballots that they separated from the envelope, threw the envelope away. We can never tell if they're valid or not. They could all have been done by one person, and we didn't get a chance to observe. It is required that both sides observe, and why wouldn't they let us observe? You have to be stupid not to figure out why, because for 3 days they were laboring mightily to make up the 700,000 vote deficit they had in a city that is an epicenter of voter fraud. Over the last 60 years, there have been so many cases of voter fraud in Philadelphia. Joe Frazier voted in the 2018 election 5 years after he was dead. Will Smith's grandfather voted twice after he died. So then we're going to be looking at dead person's ballots, which may actually be very, very substantial. And then another one that might be just as challenging, except we need a little more time. There was a lot of backdating. Backdating of votes that came in after the deadline, and we have evidence now from not only the post office but from others that there was backdating. I can only tell you right now that amounts to about 2,000 or 3,000 votes, but that could be much, much bigger. People voting. We haven't analyzed that yet.
Right.
And then we have people who say they didn't vote, or they did vote and their vote hasn't been registered. You put that all together, we're up to about 900,000 votes that were completely invalid. And we haven't even, we only had 3 days of investigation. In Michigan, we have a similar situation, numbers a little bit less.
So the president is going to be dropping these lawsuits tomorrow. I mean, what can you tell us about how many? Is this state-by-state lawsuits? Is this one big lawsuit? And do you believe that you have enough to actually change the fate of the election?
Well, I think we have enough to change Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania election was a disaster. I mean, I only gave you the highlights. I mean, we have people that observe people being pushed out of the polling place. We have people who were suggested to vote the other way and shown how to do it. I'm giving you the big picture, where the numbers are such that you could reverse the call. That is the 450,000 that would not observe of mail ballots. And remember, the mail ballots were set from the beginning to be fraught with fraud. And instead of taking more care with them, they handled it like a star chamber proceeding. They literally counted these ballots in secret. And they counted these ballots in secret for only one reason. These ballots were always the ballots they were going to use to try to catch up if they were behind. And it is not a coincidence that it happened in 8 different Democrat states, which means it had to be an order from somewhere. So where do we have them? We have big numbers definitely in Michigan, not quite the numbers that we have in Pennsylvania, but enough to overturn the result there. It looks like we're going to have very big numbers in Nevada. We have pretty big numbers in Wisconsin. We have 4 or 5 witnesses already in Georgia. We have similar numbers in Arizona. So we got 5 states in which we have the same 3 issues. Not being allowed to look at the mail-in ballots at all.
Right.
People who have backdated, where we have backdated entries. In other words, if it's supposed to be in by close of business on the 3rd, it actually says the 4th. They change it to the 3rd. And then we have dead people voting. And we have people whose vote wasn't counted. That's in all of those states. And I think the first lawsuit will be Pennsylvania. The second will either be Michigan or Georgia. And over the course of the week, we should get it all pulled together. But those are facts of fraud, not allegations of fraud. Yesterday, I can't show all the witnesses. First of all, they're scared. But I showed 2 of the 50 witnesses. In fact, now we've shown 3 of the 50 witnesses. And I'd be happy to put out 1 or 2 more just to show people. They say to you, where's the evidence? I point to the witness. There's the evidence, my friend. I know Democrats aren't used to it. It's called a witness taking an oath, swearing under oath.
So you're saying that this is not episodic local situations and mistakes about dead people. You're saying this is systematic. You're saying this is systemic.
10 states. Well, I'll tell you what's systemic. Not allowing us to see the mail ballots. I think we can prove by circumstantial evidence and a little bit of direct evidence. This was a nationwide plan by the Democrats to catch up.
But Rudy,
so you don't keep
are
people.
Are you getting? Are you?
That,
are you being flat-footed? I mean, did you get flat-footed? We were talking about the potential for cheating. I mean, even I said, look, it's hard to give them the benefit of the doubt after we know what happened in 2016 with the coup. I mean, going into this, so how come the observers weren't in place? Were you flat-footed now after the election?
No. Why do you think we know about it? Because the observers were in place and they were pushed out of place. The first lawsuit was brought on the day of the election. We couldn't have brought it any earlier. The first lawsuit in Philadelphia was brought on the day of the election. The day after the election, while they were counting, the court allowed us to be 6 feet closer, and they moved 6 feet away. No, we brought this at the earliest possible moment that it started.
You've got 10 lawsuits coming out
right now. Right now, right now we have 1. We have 2 that are being drafted, and the potential is 10. We haven't investigated all the rest of those states, but we have evidence in the rest of those states. You want an estimate? By the end of the week, we'll have 4 or 5.
Before you go, where is the Department of Justice?
And I can only emphasize,
where is Bill Barr on this? If this was systemic and you've got all of this evidence, where is the DOJ?
The answer to that is I don't know, and I can't worry about it. And when you say we were flat-footed, that really isn't fair. I mean, we had about 8,000 people out there, and they started registering these complaints at about 8 o'clock in the morning. And the legal team here took action immediately. All during Election Day, we were bringing actions in court so we can preserve this. But, you know, it takes a while to collect 2,000 affidavits, of which we have about half now.
Okay. So, in other words, you're saying that will the president concede anytime soon, I guess, is my final question, given all of this?
It really would be wrong for him. At this point, it would be wrong for him to concede. There is strong evidence that this was an election that in at least three or four states and possibly 10, it was stolen. In other words, it was based on false votes. Now, you can't let an election go into history without challenging that. I mean, Moore got
so
2 months to challenge
take,
it.
Rudy? How
I would
long
think
do you expect
give him at
all
least
of this?
The 2 months, right?
Through the federal court system, how long will this take?
I'm not the only one doing this. There are many, many lawyers. We're all doing it as fast as we possibly can, consistent with being able to put it together correctly. I think the Pennsylvania situation...
Are you expecting it to go to the Supreme Court?
I do. I mean, I can't predict that. Nobody can predict it. But, you know, more likely than not, this is not going to get resolved at the state court level. I mean, they're not going to accept the decision of, you know, disqualifying 500,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And we are sure not going to accept a decision that doesn't take account of the fact that we were cheated.
Rudy, we're going to talk with Sidney Powell later in the show, and I'm going to ask her about this Dominion software system. I just wonder,
she knows a lot
I know
more
that
about
there were
that
some glitches. Okay.
There were. There's
Rudy,
some
it's
that
good
have
to see
resulted
this morning,
in,
of course.
There's some that have.
Yep.
Well, and Sydney's on top of that. She knows the whole thing.
We will talk with her later on in the program. Thank you so much for joining us. We, of course, will be covering this, Rudy. Thank you.
Yeah, there'll be plenty more this week.
Rudy,
plenty more.
Rudy
All
Giuliani.
Right, so that is a long clip, but I decided to play the whole thing because it's so fascinating. So the statement is there's all kind of fraud out there. Everybody might have had the sense that we were just going to, you know, the Trump people were just going to walk away from it. As you recall, Trump had he had warned a long time ago that the mail-in ballots were very dicey, very dangerous, very fraud inducing. And you even heard him say on the air when he talked about it that mail-in ballots have such a nature to them that they will invoke fraud in people who would normally do fraud. Now think about it. Initially, Trump was introduced as the next Hitler. He was going to start a bunch of wars. He was going to overwhelm America with his idiocy, with his wars, with acting like a dictator, starting a world war, ruining the economy, ignoring the Congress, doing whatever he felt like he had to be stopped. And the old question was, if you saw Hitler as a baby, would you kill him? And the implication is for a lot of people, you'd have a duty to do that. So now we're at this point and there's still a lot of people, the true believers, the leftists, the liberals, the progressives, whatever you want to call them, still believe that. And if you talk to, and this happens all the time, and it still works. Somebody around and they trash Trump, and they say, you know, he's a thief, he's a pervert, he doesn't pay his taxes, he is, you know, he's had all these affairs, he's the most dishonest person in history, and then asked him, give me an example. And the vast majority of people can't really give an example against Trump because they don't know. They don't know because they're going off the instincts. They're going off of their feelings. And in leftism, it is very important to defer to the leadership of the party, to the, you know, the Democrat Party, because that's where the ideas can come from. They've got to be officially blessed. So you end up with a lot of people with a lot of fury, a lot of anger. What are they looking for? Yeah, I'll just ask you this. What is a person who's a leftist, who's essentially socialist or socialist light, what are they looking for? Their number one goal is to get rid of Trump. Number two goal is to increase government spending. Number three goal, to reduce taxes. Number four goal, to change everything that Trump ever did. Number five goal, they want a what they call socialism in Europe is this third way. And it's like supposed to be socialism light, but it hasn't worked over there. But anyway, I'm going to get into this article that is, I'm still waiting for it to come up on Canada Free Press, which I don't know. I know that they're extremely overwhelmed there, but it's CanadaFreePress.com. And I turned it in last night, but I mean, it's just, I'm sure they're overwhelmed there. So let me get into this article. Unbelievable George Soros employee owns defective switch vote Biden machine. Defective switch vote or vote switch Biden machines. And then, so this guy is friends with George Soros. We know George Soros hates America because he's trying to have a revolution here. We know that because he funded all these DAs who came into places like San Francisco and Portland and Seattle and Los Angeles. And you think of all the places that are dealing with chaos, lawlessness. I offer one example is the constant rioting that has occurred in Portland, Oregon for probably 150 days. And that's a DA that was funded by Soros, who does not arrest and prosecute, does not have people that are arrested, is not going to prosecute them. So you have this cycle of these people who go out and they light fires and they get in fights in downtown Portland, where I used to live. And then the thing is, if they're probably not arrested, but if they are, they're let go because they're not going to be held in jail because the DA in the area refuses to prosecute them. So think about that. Think about the lawlessness in San Francisco, people living on the street, defecating, shooting up hard drugs, and stealing, and all these things that is unchecked. It's unchecked in Seattle. They've ruined Seattle downtown. They've ruined Portland downtown. And so all of this coming out of George Soros. Now, George Soros is very good friends with Lord Malik Brown, who is British, but he was also the vice president of Soros' Quantum Fund, vice president or vice chair of Open Society, and vice chair of Soros Fund Management. So he had these three plum positions. He's very good friends. Now, this guy owns this and runs this company called Smartmatic. It's a voting machine. Now, in all of the places that these Smartmatic machines have been used, there have been problems. And I will say back in 2010 and 2013, midterm elections in the Philippines experienced a lot of cheating and fraud. An independent review of the source code said the machines found multiple problems. So talking about fraud in the Philippines, and these are used all over the world, in Argentina, or pardon me, Venezuela in 2017, these machines were manipulated to increase the vote by 1 million. So 1 million more people than were eligible to vote, or just say 1 million fake voters. So now you begin to get a feeling for the possibility of corruption here. Now, it's also stated that the Smartmatic company, voting machine company owned by George Soros, is one of his best friends, that machine has played a significant role in the U.S. market over the last decade, and the glitches are a real problem, and we saw some of them in Georgia, and we saw them in other places. We saw one glitch that switched 1,000 votes from Biden, from Trump to Biden. And so you have to ask yourself, if they can do that, did they do that? Now, overall, Bloomberg has criticized these computer machines as inherently flawed ads in 2019. I'm going to kind of bring you back to some more of this, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, what we're dealing with here could be fraud on an epic scale. So what could we do? So I was speculating, because they have they've got a chart, they've got a history, they've got receipts from the, in the middle of the night. You know, remember when these states closed and Trump was up in all of them? In the middle of the night, they got these massive ballot deliveries. They got 200,000 in Michigan. They got 100,000 in Wisconsin. And there was another load of ballots that came in. I think it was in Wisconsin, too, that 36,000 that they said were all for Biden. So none of these things really could you say were verified by they weren't verified. And the reason is because there's no way to verify them. And there's no way to verify them because they drove out, as you heard Giuliani say, they were driven out of the from watching him, and so they couldn't watch him, and that's when all of the stuff happened, all of the giant leaps in ballots. And so we're being told by the mainstream media that's already proved that they're biased, that they hate Trump, that they won't report fairly about him. We're being told by these people that looking for a clip here for you from Sidney Powell, but we're being told that, you know, hold on a second here. We're being told that the right thing to do is, hold on a second here. I'm terrible at, we're being told that the, we are being told that the right thing to do is to just go along, because we've got to do the right thing, and the right thing is to just go along. There's been enough terror and mistreatment from Trump, and now we've got to do the right thing by just giving in. And so, I mean, why do we owe that to anybody? Why is it owed to them that we just give in? And so it's not. So it's another problem. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this clip up here, but it's a problem of a deep issue when somebody has been abused. And I mean, it's really the way they treated Trump it's abusive. Now, why do we owe it to these same people to go along with this abuse? I mean, that's absolutely crazy. So, I don't think I can find this clip on there, but it doesn't matter. What she was saying is that Nancy Pelosi and friends, some of her friends are owners in these companies. So let me tell you a little bit more about the company that we're talking about here. And so overall, when Bloomberg criticized the vote machines and software as inherently flawed, CBS reported A quote from Senator Ron Wyden, Oregon, who said the voting machine lobby, led by the biggest company, ES&S, believes they are above the law. They have not had anybody hold them accountable, even on the most basic matters. Another concern is foreign ownership and passive investors. All right. Especially in the company called Dominion Voter System, we don't know all the owners. There's silent owners in there. It could be George Soros. Why wouldn't it be? Because his best friend, one of his best friends, is right up to his neck in this too. And then who owns Smartmatic? And Smartmatic made $600 million last year. And this guy lists his net worth as $1.5 million. Now, there's something else that just doesn't make any sense. There's something else I want to tell you, but there was a failure by Dominion and Smartmatic 2018 in Georgia, but they kept the machines because once you've switched over, it must be hard to switch back. But they failed again this year. There were 6,000 ballots switched over, as I mentioned, in Michigan. And so these ballots went from Trump to Biden. Now, we don't hear anything about Biden to Trump. But these same machines were used in all of these swing states where suddenly overnight they all changed over. Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Minnesota didn't switch over, but it didn't need to. Now, Georgia hated these machines so much that in 2019, the citizens petitioned to have Dominion voting systems removed, and they also failed in Nevada in 2018. So here's a great quote for you. Elaborate election systems help the bottom line of these companies more than taxpayers and voters paying for them. So think about that. You know, they bring in this technology, and the technology is so complicated and it's proprietarial. It's protected by a copyright so that they don't really have to share it with anybody. So when there's a problem, who do you go to figure it out? So here is something about these voting people, these voting programs. And I asked a question in my article, what if they threw just 3% of the votes? How would you know that? How would you know if this machine was throwing the ballots? Who was going to go back and detect that? You'd have to, in this situation in Michigan, where 6,000 ballots were switched in a little tiny, in a small area, and it became so obvious that it was detected right away. So I've got a quote for you here too on that. The UK Guardian said, pardon me, by the way, but the UK Guardian said that the fact is that democracy in the United States is now largely a secretive and privately run affair conducted out of the public eye with little oversight. The corporations that run every aspect of American elections, from voter registration to casting and counting votes by machine, are subject to limited state and federal regulation. The companies are privately owned and closely held, making information about ownership and financial stability difficult to obtain. The software source code and hardware designs of their systems are kept a trade secret and therefore difficult to study or investigate. And then I say, let's go back to handwritten ballots and use electronics as a backup. That's the only safe way to keep our voting records intact. So there is one other thing that, and we've got a call here and taking a call. And who's this? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well. This is a Pianchi. And
I'm sorry,
I was going to say
the
this.
Name?
Pianchi, P-I-A-N-K-I.
Okay, hey, thanks so much for calling, and give me your opinion.
Look, this is my opinion. I think that the software is where we've done this. I think that on those electronic machines, the touch machine, a touch for Biden and Trump Biden, I'm sorry, a touch for Trump Pence went to Biden Harris, and a touch for Biden Harris went to Trump.
Right.
Then after a certain period of time with an internal battery and clock, that software program reversed itself back to where it should have been. Think about it.
Okay. So, question, is it on purpose or is it just is it on purpose?
No, it's on purpose. It's
right,
on
okay.
purpose. It's no way. Well, you know, look, we ain't going to get into the real fine details. Well, hell, when you have 100, you have the rally, the people that showed up at Trump's rally compared to Biden and even Obama. Come on, really. But I believe that's what went on. I'm like you. I think that they should go back to the paper ballots like it used to be, and you get a receipt. And if you do a mail-in ballot, you have to show up and prove who you are in order to get it.
Yeah. Agreed. Let me ask you this.
Absolutely.
What is mm-hmm. somebody who's a Trump hater, a person on the left, what do they have to gain from exposing this?
Well, they don't want it to be exposed. And I'm not a Trump hater. I love Trump. Well, I love America. And I thought
right.
Trump was doing a damn good job. I love the United States, and I will support it, and I support their Constitution. But I think it's the swamp. I think it's that underhand that's behind this. See, the people
right.
that
well,
hate Trump that's out there on the street, they just plain dumb. They don't have enough sense to do something, to even dream of something like this. Those responses that we see, we know where that's coming from. But the thing is this, Americans deserve a transparent and fair election. I don't care if it was Trump or if it was Mickey Mouse. This stuff that we are witnessing, we cannot let this get by.
I agree. I mean, this idea that this all happened by natural processes overnight is so insulting. I mean, massive, massive numbers of one-sided ballots. Because you have to assume that if what they're saying is true, you'd have to have a large number of Trump ballots come in, too. It would be an increased percentage. But Pennsylvania especially sticks out. Was it 700, 800, 900,000 votes up, and they're going to come back in just the last few votes. It's a crazy idea.
It is. It just don't make any – for those who can conceive the possibility, it just don't make sense. But it's something going
well,
on here, and we got to get to the bottom of this. Cause it, see,
all right,
so they get away with this time, guess what? They're going to do it again. And not only do they do it again, but they're going to sell it. They're going to sell it. See what we've done here? This is our resume. And then it may even, if it's not already, occur elsewhere in the world. So we have to straighten this out.
Well, what do you think we should do? I mean, obviously, they're putting in a bunch of lawsuits with Giuliani. It doesn't seem like the Justice Department is doing anything, which I don't understand. But
I don't understand that either.
What is not being done that you think,
ought
to be done in this situation?
I think due process should be had. Then I also think before any final decision, conservatives need to come out in mass and protest wherever they need to be if they fill the mall with 3 million, 10 million people. This is to save our democracy, to save this country. This may be the last chance.
It really seems like that, but, you know, I've got a question. Every person that I came up to, I started, you know, I don't normally talk politics to strangers, but I started coming up to people the last month or two. Who do you think's going to win? And, I mean, virtually every single person said they thought Trump would win, and I'm like, you know what? I purposefully picked people that I couldn't tell where they were coming from. And whether they wanted him or not, they thought he was going to win. And in addition to that, like you were saying, massive, massive rallies, no matter where this guy shows up, 10,000 people, 20,000 people, 30,000 people show up. And a Joe Biden, when he goes to do a rally, it's like a cricket breeding contest. You know, there's nobody there.
Well, you have to look at this too. The reason I'm African American, the reason I voted for Donald Trump was because of his issues. I never watched The Apprentice, but when he started talking about issues that were pertinent to myself, tax reform, border protection, terrorists, also school choice, then that's what gravitated me to him solidly. And then what really impressed me is everything he said he was going to do, he has either done it or tried to do it.
Yeah. I was stunned by
then
that,
at the
too.
Then at the same time, you got to look at all the different efforts that have been put forth to try to stymie and cripple this man. If this man was black, the race car would be flying all through the air. You couldn't go outside without a hard hat on.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, looking on it from maybe a minority or whatever's stance, how many women were elected? Brand new women were. Some unbelievable number of women were brought into this Congress, and a large number of blacks and Hispanics voted for him too. So I think the message is getting out there.
The message is getting out there that they are sick and tired of Democrats, at least as we have had them. I mean, I don't think they can change. I mean, I think it's too late, really. I mean,
it's addiction.
Why would you want to? Yeah, yes, it's a condition. Some people have been conditioned. Like I say, I'm black. Blacks have been conditioned. The old style blacks have been conditioned to vote for these Democrats no matter what they do. I mean, if they kill their mama, they still will vote for her. But
yeah.
You got younger people, and you know, one of the key elements is education. Educated individuals that understand the U.S. Constitution, that understand their civic duties, that understand the idea of a democratic of a constitutional republic, they can see through this. They understand how capitalism works. All that stuff is not taught in schools, and that's why you have such a dumb down populace.
Yeah, I know 12% of blacks voted for him, but I for some reason thought there was going to be more, because it seems to me
I think it is more. I think they're on the other side of the mix up. They're on the other side of this software problem.
Yeah, and I agree. I just just this idea that I think what Trump communicates to people is, you know, do your best and be successful, and then Don't worry about the other stuff. And I think it's an American message.
Well, I tell you something else too. The individual that's involved in this tyranny that we've seen, and the illegal protests, the destruction, the looting, those people need to be tracked down and brought to justice. They need to be dealt with, because
I agree.
They just come do it again.
I agree, because they had the idea. When they were doing it, when nothing was happening, they could do anything that they wanted. And it was a terrible message to see all the destruction and nobody even paying any attention to it, really.
You're absolutely right. Illegals have to go. Illegals got to go. They're here illegally.
Yeah.
They need to go outside of the border, then go through the process legally. Because what happens, if they come into the border and come in within the United States, and if they apply, and while they're waiting, suppose they get married or have a baby. Now you have created a whole nother problem. We know what that one is. You know, here's the thing. Refugees, anyone who wants to come into the United States, should be coming with the mind to make this country better for those that's here already. Come here to improve and enrich yourself. That's not what it's all about. If that was the case, why didn't you do that where you come from? We have worked hard to make this country where it's an ideal destination for those that say that they're running from destitute. But no, you have to come here to make it better. Like John Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this. Put on your prophetic hat and tell me how you think this is going to play out with the situation with Donald right now, with Trump in his lawsuits. What do you think is going to be the outcome?
Well, I don't know. I never seen this before, and I've lived a long time. I never seen this before. I'm glad I'm witnessed it, though, so I can teach others about it. But I think it should run its course. Due process is a must, and we have to see. I think Donald Trump knows something about some people, and that may be some leverages going back and forth. I don't know why come things have not came forth from Barr the way I think they should have, but I don't know. I really don't. We're seeing something. We're in territory we never traded before.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, it seems like, I don't know what you think about this, but my impression is when Barr came in, he was very strong. And he spoke strong, and yet he didn't really do the bare minimum that he could have on the to the end. And I'm wondering, did somebody get to him and threaten him and tell him, hey, look.
I think so. I think
Trump's
so.
Going to lose.
What else could it have been?
Yeah, you're an older guy. You're very wealthy. We're going to prosecute you. We're going to put you in prison. We're going to bankrupt you. We're going to destroy you and your family. I mean, I can't figure anything else out.
I agree with you. But I know one thing. We cannot let this get away. Because if it get away, the world is watching, then who knows what's next.
Yeah, and what's next can't be good. And so, okay, let's just say worst case scenario, Trump loses. He all of this stuff he tries to do doesn't work. Will he run again in 4 years?
Well, I tell you one thing. By him not rolling over like we've seen Gore do even back in the year that he did it with the Chad, he is showing his people, and he has always showed that he's willing to fight. If you hit him, he's going to hit you back. And that's what we need. But the only thing that the problem is, conservatives don't fight. Even whites, when you call a white person racist, they stop dead in the track, piss down their shoes.
It's like being worse than being called a pedophile, you know. It's just, and you're right, they fall on the ground usually and ball up, you know.
And that's what has gotten us to where we are today. This started about 20 years ago. And maybe before that, but I'll say about a good 20, 25 years ago. It started with the education system, of course. Then you had these, with Obama, it just really blossomed with the identity politics that he came up, the things he promoted, what he'd done around the world. He was the keystone that really helped propel, I think, faster than what it probably would have if he had never came on the scene.
Right.
And, of course, he's black. Can't nobody really challenge him. I would.
Yeah.
I mean, what a good scenario.
We got a reboot. So I wonder, you know, I was thinking about this today. I think that I'm thinking, how would you approach this? This is my theory. And I don't know what your background is or what you believe, but it's got to start in the church. I believe that because
all of that.
People are
all of
instructed.
That. People got to be a fear of something. They're not afraid of nothing. They just run. Look at the morality that we see that's going on in society today. There's no respect for authority when you come down to these police incidents. No respect for authority in the homes. Look how the homes are ran. When you leave to go to school, there's no respect there. Of course, when you get out in public, there's no respect for authority.
Yeah, it's weird, and it's really awful. And I don't know if you watch Fox News the night of the election, but these guys that they had in this room that were they were measuring and, you know, counting and everything, and then they called Arizona, and I noticed these guys were very frivolous, acted goofy, acted like it wasn't really that important, and they called Arizona, and I just got a really strange feeling from these guys, and I talked to other people that had watched it, and they agreed it was just kind of a strange feel for something that everybody takes so seriously.
Well, it's just like when you've seen the people out there rioting in protest. The whites that was there in the middle of July was as pale as a ghost. Where do these people come from?
Yeah.
It's something going on.
Yeah, there's something going on in you know, because leftism or Marxism, communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, you know, a different side to the same coin, but they human nature doesn't naturally give up, you know, a right to property or a right to self liberty and self, you know, making your own decisions. You have to, I believe, brainwash people into accepting these major changes that the left wants, and they want to have a society in which everything is controlled and they force people to do the right thing. And so it has to be brainwashed. There's brainwashing going on all the time. And I'm thinking, what chance do these kids growing up have in this environment?
Well, they don't have much of a chance, because what has happened, they've reached a point and stage in their life, that young life, that they're in trouble. They realize that in society, the way society is structured today with technology, they are in trouble. But the thing that we have to do, we have to isolate where this is coming from. We know the news has something to do with it. Anytime that you 24/7, you just denigrating a person the way it has been done. If the man was to pick up a baby out from a approaching trash truck, he still would be denigrated. It's the news media, and look at who owns it. This has to be isolated, just the way you do with a serial killer. The things that you've use in order to hone in on this person, it has to be done the same way to hone in who's behind what we have witnessed.
Yeah.
It can't be all of Congress. No, it can't be all of Congress. No, I don't say that. Is it Pelosi? I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know that if I was to point a finger first, I would have pointed a finger at what I see, and that's the news and the part that it has played in whooping people up into this frenzy emotion against Donald Trump and really America.
I agree 1,000%. And it was, and that's why I agree with what you had said earlier. These people are, they're just trained into this. But I think that if people go to church and they're trained about government by the church, and they're told, you know, what the Bible teaches on everything, and, you know, the pastor has to say, well, I can't tell you what to believe or what to do, but I believe that we need to stand up for our rights, and we need to stand up against lawlessness or the idea of illegal and wrong and immoral. That all goes away, and people just do whatever they feel like.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what. You know the passage in the Bible about plucking that bad eye out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those that's behind what we are witnessing have to be plucked out.
Wow.
And then, let me say this. People don't want to see the ultimate authority of this country. And the ultimate authority is that military. The military is not going to stand by and let this constitutional country go to hell while they have been holding guard against those forces out there, the Chinas, the Irans, the North Koreas, and others that we have we know of, but we just have not availed. Because the moment, it's just like a predatory animal. When they smell blood, then they're going to go in for the kill. And the military is not going to let that happen. If they have to come in and take this Congress over, suspend the Constitution, put people up against the wall. You know, in other countries, when they have a coup, one of the first things that they go after is the news service, for whatever reason. Those things could happen, may ultimately do happen. Then that's when the reset occurs, when they turn it back over to civilian rules. Now try it again.
Do you see the military as still conservative?
I think if they hold, I tell you what, if it was the Battle of the Pacific during the Japanese Empire American War, I think it would be conservative. The George Patton.
Yeah, but we're not in those. I've noticed that a lot of people have seemed to have in a lot of these bureaucracies, whether it's the FBI or military. I know the military generals are opposed to Trump, a lot of them, but it seems like it just makes me wonder if the leadership, if the top generals are far to the left, what is the average, you know, what's the average soldier like?
Well, I think the average soldier, it depends on how they got there. If they volunteered, then you would say they would probably be more conservative. They're blue-blooded American.
Yeah.
And they're not being forced anymore.
Right.
I'm like these practices where you bring military people from other countries and let them practice and learn tactics that the United States use. I'm totally against that because you've seen what they've done in World War II with the Japanese. Hell, Amato, Japan's number one admiral, he learned, he studied here in the United States. Was he not in the military or some branch?
Right. Yeah.
And they go back home and they do what they're going to do. I think the other guy, Tito, I believe his name was, I think he had a similar experience in the United States. You had those two Saudi Arabians at the Air Force base. And look what the one done. Shot up some folks.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You cannot do that.
So what do you think the future holds in terms of the how this plays out in the next 4 years? Let's just say Biden stays in for whatever amount of time, and then Kamala comes in behind him at some point. Obviously, that's got to happen. What do you foresee happening then?
I don't know. I really don't. Because I've never seen it before. You know, people make assumptions and people develop wisdom based on experience. I've lived 7 decades, but I've never seen this before. You know, I'm African American, so I know of in the history, whether it's in the South or the North or the East, but I never would have expected. You know, you could. Well, I tell you what. You ever had a dream, and then you don't write it down, and when it does happen, you say to yourself, and you could just watch things happening.
Yeah.
That you've seen it. Well, I have had some strange dreams. Yeah, I've had some chaotic dreams where people was running in chaos and so forth, but I can't associate it yet.
How long ago was the dream?
Wasn't it long? Maybe a year or 2 years.
So
but we have to.
You're saying, in essence, you could see a civil conflict breaking out.
Well, it may. You know, one thing that's good about Americans, we are heavily armed.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you can't argue with that. But I mean, country's not able to be taken over.
The country's not being able to take it over outside or within. I think you have a fifth column working here too. I think you got some Chinese in here.
How do you define that? What's a fifth column?
Outside warring interests who have infiltrated, working up people like you see these protests, this George Floyd stuff, and this Breonna Taylor is different, but that George Floyd, that just didn't look right. Not a cop gonna pose.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the way that it played out, but I mean, it's obviously that was part of a larger story, and the larger story was that there were people that were funding and directing Antifa and BLM, and all of those groups are Marxist. That's why I'm saying that you have to see this whole thing as a Marxist. You know, it's not really about race at all. It's just you can take that angle.
Well, at this point in history, no, it's not, but they use that. They use
that.
I mean, it's a sensitive. It works for them. Hell, you got more whites in Black Lives Matter than you do blacks. And when some of the things kicked down, blacks that was there, they depends on what was going on. They didn't want that to happen themselves. They didn't want the stores to be burnt. The kid in Kenosha, he was in all his rights to protect himself. The young man, I'm not saying call him a kid.
He was very effective, to be honest. I mean, bearing in mind that he was getting chased by people, he shot the people that were after him and that attacked him. He didn't shoot anybody else.
He could have, but he didn't. He only, when he was on his backs when he shot people. You had a black man in white pants that tried to stomp him. One, he didn't get shot. You know how many people have been shot in Chicago since Memorial Day? 2,738.
Yeah, and you don't hear any protesting about that.
395 murders. No police shooting. This is blacks shooting blacks. The sources are Chicago Times and the Chicago Sun-Times and Chicago Tribune. This is not some right-wing or left-wing paper. You don't hear nothing about it. You're absolutely right.
Which is pretty sad, really. Well, any concluding thoughts?
Well, you have to keep doing what you're doing, but we have to, like I say, something's got to be done. I would like to see conservatives come out and have a massive march strategically. Hey, let's have marches all over the country like they did in the aftermath of George Floyd. We got the people. Hell, they showing up at rallies.
Well, you know, once the voting machinery is totally overtaken and whoever is behind it decides who the president is, you've lost the country, so we have to fight back right now.
You're absolutely right, you do. And see, here's the point. How in the heck do people get into a mindset to look at what Donald Trump, you know, they're not looking at the issues. They're looking at a man. You know, at some point in time, people that comes out of normal life, not specialized to be a politician, not specialized to be a doc, sooner or later they come out and say, look, this has got to change. And that's what basically I've seen him do. I think he was a godsend, really.
I agree 1,000%. And I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is that the stuff that he went after, it wasn't personal until they made it personal with him. But what he wanted to do was get rid of the dishonesty in politics by keeping his word. And he wanted to go after the waste, and he wanted to go after selling America out to other countries. And he went after all that, and he was very successful. I mean, he goes after the Chinese, and people are complaining they're our great trading partner. And within a few months, China has poisoned the entire world with COVID.
What a retaliation, the same way they retaliated in shooting down a orbital satellite. It wasn't a retaliation, but they was trying to send a message. China is the enemy of the United States.
No doubt.
A upsurging enemy. Russia, I don't have no problem with Russia. China is the enemy.
You know, Russia's economy is the size of Texas. They are not the threat that China is.
No, they're not. And their aspirations is not. I mean, they've been around forever. You know, when we had the F-4, Russia came up with a MiG-23. Russia had a MiG-23. We came up with an F-15. So I think there was some sharing going back and forth in order to keep certain things going. But
they know that
it didn't develop
Russians,
into all-out war.
The Russians got some designs out of a garbage can, I believe, that was the story, is that they had sent somebody in to do some reconnaissance or whatever and got the technology, the designs out of a garbage can, and then brought them back to Russia and built their planes. So, I mean, this has happened many times with China as well. Their entire military is based on stolen, what do you call it, intellectual property, that we go there to try to save some money and end up losing our company.
And they keep the company. See, no country, no human beings can develop that fast. Now, South Korea done it in 30 years. But China, what they have done, and no human beings develop that fast. It just don't happen. If you and I was going to build a brand new automobile, of course, we wouldn't go back to the Model A Ford. We would build off of presently what's available. But you look at China, No, that just didn't happen that fast. They had to have some help and some cheating along the way.
Well, absolutely. So I'm very interested right now in what Trump's going to do, which we've already seen he's fighting. Number two, what is going to come out of that? It seems like Giuliani is pretty accurate, even though everybody makes fun of him. He's pretty accurate when he predicts stuff, it happens. I mean, he predicted about the Mueller report, and it was exactly what he said. He predicted about the impeachment in Ukraine. It was exactly as he predicted. What do you think? I don't know if you know anything about Hunter Biden, but Biden's son, who was involved in all of
these deals.
Yeah,
I know all about that.
All right.
That's another thing.
What's going to happen with that character?
Well, if Joe Biden's president, nothing's going to happen to him. He's going to be free. But, you know, here's the point. My goodness, where is the American public? Well, you know what? I think the American public did respond, but this vote rigging has made them neutral. I mean, think about it. Anybody with some gumptions would have seen what Joe Biden did twice, what Hunter Biden did, and what we know of. Anybody would know that you don't want those people in the position that they're striving for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, you know, I'm wondering if he's just going to keep it up. But I mean, it's not just Biden. That's terrible what they did. But it's also Mueller. It's Comey. It's Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. It is John Brennan. It is all
okay.
of these characters obviously working in unison to try to get rid of Trump. Before he had made one official decision, they claimed he was Hitler. They're going to get rid of him. None of them are going to come to justice unless Trump figures out a way to win.
Well, you're absolutely right. And then if Trump doesn't figure out a way to win, then what are we, the people that know what's going on, going to do? Now, look, there's people out there ain't got a clue. They just doing things on emotion, doing what they're being told to, reacting out of spontaneous behavior. But there are people that have been able to put two and two together to see exactly what the equation is all about. The names that you name need to be brought to justice, and there's some before Trump that still need to be
Well, you know, wasn't Obama, wasn't Hillary was involved. She paid for it. Wasn't Obama, didn't he give?
She paid for the dossier.
It's okay for you to do this, or I want you to do this. But I mean, Obama was at the top of the food chain and he didn't stop it.
He had to know. He had
right.
to know.
Of course.
You mean to tell me Joe Biden? Well, Joe Biden told the man to call Obama. So that means what? That Obama knew. If Joe Biden is over, if I'm sitting there trying to bribe you and you tell me that my boss, that ain't what my boss said, and I tell you what you call the boss, well, that means that the boss knows.
Yep. Yep. And think about it. I mean, and here's a couple of issues. Well, I have a question for you. What's going to happen to the mainstream media now? It's to say Trump is gone. What's going to happen to the mainstream media? What's going to happen to CNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, you name it, even Fox? What's going to happen to these? They've all been discredited.
Well, no, they haven't been discredited because some people believe them. You know when the media went sour finally?
Huh.
You remember when with the Ukraine, when Yanukovych was overthrown, the media
yeah.
websites, after an article, it was places at the bottom where you could give comment. And, of course, comment was not just within the United States. Comments was coming from citizens who was experiencing these things. And also in other stories where, you know, we Americans could add comment. Well, they stopped that. They stopped that. Because where best can you get a better idea about what you're reading than by what other people are reading and commenting on?
Right.
because they're breaking the story down. If you just read the story and don't pick up on the words about unanimous sources, allegedly, we assume, then you think that the headline of the story is all there is. But when people read and they dissect the story and have an opportunity to respond in comment sections at the end of the article, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree. But I think that, you know, the New York Times, all of these, you know, Washington Post, all of these media companies have, I mean, Dean Baquet at the New York Times said, our goal is to stop Trump. And that was years
they
ago.
They all
like
are.
3 or 4 years ago. So
the Los Angeles Times, the Guardian, to a different degree, they all are. And I don't,
but,
you know what, I don't even read them. I don't read them.
Well, I don't necessarily have to read them. I don't read
yeah.
the Times. I definitely don't read the Washington Post. They're behind a permanent paywall. You can get some stories out of the New York Times, but they've all
New York Times.
It was a short-term plan that they had. They would get rid of Trump. They thought they were going to do it sooner rather than later. But they've sacrificed the one thing that they needed to stay in business, which is honesty.
Well, Trump wasn't supposed to be elected. And like I told you before, I never watched The Apprentice. What gravitated
I've never seen
to
it
Donald
either.
Trump was his issue. Was his issues. I mean, come on, make America great again. But not only just that, because I've heard that before, but the issues was derived from him sitting around a table with Americans, and they are expressing their concern. Border protection. I mean, my goodness, that's obvious. Who's supposed to protect the border if it's not the United States, the federal government? That's spelled out in the Constitution. You're supposed to protect your border. Country's supposed. Even in the Bible, it talks about building a wall. You know what? People
yeah.
talk about going to heaven and meeting God at the pearly gates. Well, if you got gates, you got to have a wall. The
right,
gates
and so
attached to a wall.
When the wall in the Bible is symbolically and literally a stronghold, you couldn't have a city in those days without a wall around it because things were so dangerous. And, you know, you have people that are sent to walk around walls so that they fall, so that they're destroyed, so the people are destroyed. I mean,
hey, Jericho,
a wall goes without
yes.
saying. All these celebrities have walls, but we can't have one around our country? That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely right. Look, we got
and,
natural walls, the Atlantic and the Pacific. Then
yep.
hopefully we got neighbors to the north, but to the south we don't. We've had a war down south. When we was warring, the country we warred with at the southern border, they wanted to push the border further north. The people that was Americans that seceded from them, they put the border at the Rio Grande. So that
yeah.
animosity is still there. I wouldn't
yep.
doubt. I mean, just think about this. If you have enough of them come here, whereas they can take over a state and say, we want to secede and we want China to come in and protect us, then what? What you going to do? You're going to go to war again with them.
Right. And, you know, the way that the Americans were treated at the Alamo and the Battle of San Jacinto, I mean, you know, it's two different ways of seeing the world. I mean, we would get along with anybody who would get along with us. And, you know, that General Santayana was out of his mind the way he treated
Yeah, he
people.
Was with his fake leg. He was terrible.
He supposedly, after the Battle of San Jacinto was over, he supposedly dressed up as a woman to escape.
He did.
And he still ended up in power after that, if I'm not mistaken.
He came back again. Yes, he did. And
so,
you know who fought brilliantly in that war? Robert E. Lee.
That? Oh, really?
Robert
I didn't
E. Lee.
Know that. I didn't know that, but I mean,
absolutely.
A very smart, brilliant guy. But so... You, if you had to guess, what is the next few months, next couple of months hold for us?
Well, I think Trump should go on and do what he's doing. He's absolutely right, trying to investigate these returns. and see what you can see out of them. Try to determine where all this stuff came from. Don't put anything for granted. I think it was done. I mean, the logical way that it could have been done is electronically. Just like the snuff, what is the stealth snuff virus that got into Iranian centrifuge and just drove them crazy?
Yeah. Stuxnet.
That ability exists. Yeah, that ability exists. These machines, where do these machines come from? And I think you was talking about that there's a central player here that's involved with these machines. And then whatever they got, they're going to sell it. They say, look, it worked fine here. Look what we've done with the U.S. election. Well, they could sell it around the world to kleptocrats.
Yep, yep. I think that Trump, I'm just hoping that Trump is able to battle back. If not, he's still going to totally expose the corruption and the mismanagement and the incompetence of these voting undertakings. And I believe that they're going to have to come up with a new standard for the vote, which is long overdue. And if he doesn't get in now, I believe he's going to hang around. They're going to get the House back. They're going to fortify the Senate in the next vote, and that Trump is going to run again. He's going to win. It seems almost like a movie. The way this played out was like a movie when we went to bed and woke up and every state was turning. It was so obviously fraud. But it seems to me what I just stated is quite possible. He still seems like he's very strong. He's not done.
Well, yeah, as long as they don't try to mess with him physically. He's too far in it now to back out. That would go against his morals and his reputation.
Well, what about them prosecuting him and putting a conviction on him, a fraud, a felony, so that he can't run again?
Well, I can't tell you. What do he know about others? I mean, there has to be some key players. I know Hillary Clinton is involved. And I know damn well Obama is involved some way or another. So we don't know.
I'm gonna. Hope
and see, here's another thing too. We're skipping too. He's got to have a media and cameras to stand in front of in order to reach the American people. So you think the media we know today is going to turn the cameras off?
No. That's a good point.
Well, we got to think about that.
So Fox is becoming leftist, right? They seem like they've really turned. What about Trump starting his own network?
Well, that's possible.
Well, of course,
there's
it's
good
possible.
Papers out there. This Epoch Times is a good paper, apparently. Do you know anything about them?
About who?
Epoch, E-P-O-C-H.
Oh, Epoch Times is a newspaper that comes out of, I believe, basically Taiwan, the separatists who are opposed to China. And they're probably the most hard-hitting newspaper out there when it comes to this stuff. But the Intercept was a paper that was started by Glenn Greenwald. And because he wanted to have a newspaper that wasn't biased, and he wrote a very scathing article about Biden and his son and how they were being ignored and they were full of crime, and they wouldn't publish it even though he started it. They wouldn't publish it, so he ended up resigning.
Well, here's the thing. We have enough people, no matter which numbers you look at. We need to get away from this mainstream media. You need to cut your subscriptions to AT&T.
Yeah. How do we get the people that are naturally on our side, which I would say are people that know have logic, a little bit of education, they have good values, they care about the right things, they believe in smaller government, they believe in rights and liberty and everything. How do we get all those people, which have to be 10 or 20 or 50 or 70 million people out there, how do we get them together so that we can move as one?
Well, I think we got their attention now. And I think, well, we know we got their attention because they wouldn't show up at these rallies under the conditions, whether it was climatic conditions or the fear of a pandemic. They showed up. And, you know, here's another thing, too, you got to do. When you're sitting around the table discussing anything pertaining to politics or pertaining to life, you have to have your children sitting there at that table, too. Because then you are doing the job that we expect to happen in the schools and the universities, and we know what's going on there. Have your children at that table and make them listen to what you're discussing. Because when you're gone, guess what? They got to live with this.
And they got nobody else to look out for them.
No.
All right, so I think we need to get the pulpits back involved in politics to teach people where we came from, what we stood for, and the fact that voting for a particular person might be an act of God, you know, number one. And number two, we got to get the schools back. We can't have these elementary and high schools teaching kids about how good socialism is
and how bad the United States is. That's why I come out like, that's why Trump's school choice. That's one of the things that's crippled blacks, though, is their education of these kids. These kids not being educated for anything. Basically, not all of them, but basically they're not being educated for anything. And these the systems that have them in their grasp, because that's how they get paid, they are not willing to let these kids go.
Yeah, but
and you know another point, too. You mentioned another news source. I mentioned Epic, pronunciation correct. We need to take our subscription with these alternative sources where we can have the type of voice that we need. I think Epic is $139 a year. I think I'm going to go ahead and subscribe to that.
I'm going to do that today. I don't know if I'm going to get a year subscription or a month prescription, but I really love the reporting they do. And I love that just like you. Well, just about out of time here. Any concluding thoughts?
Leave CNN the hell alone. And if we're going to do something on a massive scale, a march on Washington or a march anyplace, in your cities, in the park, we need to do it just before this stuff goes to the courts, because the courts has got to see, hey, we got to be careful with this. Anyway, yeah. I really appreciate the time. Hope we can talk again sometime.
Your first name one more time, because I couldn't hear it at the beginning.
You spell it with a P-I-A-N-K-I. Pianki.
P-I-A-N-K-I. K-I?
It's not a natural name, but I'm a natural born United States citizen.
Okay, well, I know I just wanted to put a name to the voice so that next time we chatted, I'd remember. But thanks
so
much.
Well, I'm
really
unusual. You don't have too many blacks speaking like me for obvious reasons, because the jobs is held over their head. But nobody can hold anything against me. But thank you very much, sir. And you
hey,
take
thanks,
care
man.
Of
I really
yourself
enjoyed
and your family.
Great points. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Wonderful call, I mean, across the board. We'll let you go here, but what has been said today is true. We got to stand up. We got to identify ourselves. We got to take risks. We got to take our country back. Kelly O'Connell, trying to do this every day now. Did talk radio, commercial talk radio for 6 years locally, and this is probably even better. So have a great day. Kelly O'Connell's show, Knockout Radio, KO. I'll talk to you soon.